There was a short hush that was followed by an explosion of confused speech. The room began to fill with people. Sarah Compton rushed to her husband's body, as if to embrace him, but she was stopped short by Richard Compton.
"There is nothing you can do for him now, Sarah,"
he said gently, yet firmly.
"Warren, please escort your mother to the Great Hall."
Warren Compton came forward obediently and, with his wife, took the shaken widow from the room. As they passed through the door, I saw young Emily Gray holding her mother's skirt, eyes wide with excitement. The mother passed a soft word to her daughter, and they too withdrew. I had thought that Richard Compton and I were now alone in the room when I realized that the butler, Parker, had slipped in without my notice. "Parker," I said, "the police are needed at once. Send word to the village."
"I have already done so, sir," he said in a calm voice. "I have sent James. He is a reliable footman, and I am certain that the police will be here shortly."
"Stout man, Parker," said Richard Compton. "Tell me, did my brother have a visitor tonight?"
"None that I am aware of, sir,"